بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, respected elders and dear brothers, every year during the month of November, we are exposed to what is known as Black Friday or Black Friday Special and the many advertisements that are all over out there. Whether you are driving, there are placards, or whether it is on social media, in whichever form, in whichever avenue, you will find that Black Friday is something that is very much promoted during the month of November, and this happens on an annual basis every year. We find that we are exposed to this, and there is much that is related to this in terms of advertisement, in terms of marketing. There are many people who look forward to the month of November because they feel it is a month wherein they can finally afford certain things that they could not afford during any other time of the year. It is that time of the year where people feel that they could save. There's a lot of savings that they could secure. And also from a businessman perspective, he also looks forward to this month because he feels that it is a month wherein he can accumulate more profits, and it is a month wherein he can gain that wealth that perhaps he could not have earned during the year, or he can regain losses that he may have suffered and incurred during the year. Black Friday is the biggest international sale that was started in the early 1900s in the United States of America. It is a globally recognized retail event that takes place on the last Friday of November every year. But you find already, from the 1st of November, sometimes even before the month of November, you are already receiving catalogs, and you are already receiving news with regards to Black Friday, and already you find that there are stores, irregardless of the items that they are selling, but you find that there are retail stores already who are advertising and who are prepared to offer you certain products of theirs at a discounted price. And this is something that as Muslims we would like to know about, in terms of how do I benefit from this? Am I allowed to benefit from it? What is the ruling with regards to having Black Friday sales as a businessman? Am I allowed to advertise these type of sales? And am I allowed to sell things at a reduced price during this period of time when everyone else is doing so or not? This is something that we as Muslims are concerned about, which is a good thing, because as a Muslim, we are always looking at every situation, every circumstance, whether it is Islamic or whether it is promoted as Islamic or whether it is something foreign and something alien to our Islamic culture that is introduced. We always view it through the lens of Quran and Hadith and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that consumers around the world are offered the biggest discounts from retailers as well as online stores across the globe. Now, many ask the question, why Black Friday? Why do we refer to it as Black Friday? Why is it called Black Friday? Why is it attributed to the color black? What's the significance of black on this day that it earns this name Black Friday throughout the world? In the past, accountants used to use the color black to signify profit when recording each day's book entry. So each day, when they were recording the book entry and the profit, they would signify it with the color black. It would be entered into the records as black. And when they suffered any loss, then it would be indicated with the color red. So Black Friday is known as a profitable Friday in the retail industry and the rest of the economy. It's known as a Friday where in general you find retailers and stores and businessmen are entering record into their books in the black. A lot of profit. They are seeing a lot of profits during the month of November, and specifically on that last Friday of the month of November. And that's why it earned the name, or this is how it earned the name Black Friday. Brothers in Islam, every day of Jumu'ah, every Friday is a blessed day. Every Friday is a bright day. Every day is a Mubarak. Every Friday is a Mubarak day. It is a blessed day. Every Jumu'ah for a believer is a day of earning a lot of good, a lot of profit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not confined the profits of the day of Jumu'ah, the benefits of the day of Jumu'ah, the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, the many rewards that you can earn on the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not confined it to one Jumu'ah in the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made every Jumu'ah a profitable Friday for every single believer. In terms of the good that you can earn, in terms of the rewards that you can earn, in terms of the spiritual benefit that you can earn, in terms of your relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are closer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Jumu'ah. You are closer to Allah on the day of Jumu'ah. You can earn so much more on the day of Jumu'ah. So while Black Friday is considered as a profitable day in terms of business, in terms of trade, in terms of financial gains, in terms of material interest, it is confined to one day of the year. As believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to grant us profits that are far greater than any worldly profit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to grant us benefits that are far greater than any worldly benefit, far greater than any material benefit. And guess what? It's not confined to one Friday. It's something we can experience on every Friday. Whether you can, again, when you come to Black Friday, you find that those who can afford those items, they are the ones who can benefit. So the benefit of Black Friday, even though it is far more extensive and far more reaching than any other Friday, you still find that the benefits of Black Friday are limited to those who can afford those items, even though their prices and the cost or the selling prices have been reduced. But in Islam, the benefits of Friday, of the day of Jumu'ah, is open to every single believer. Every single believer, regardless of your financial standing, regardless of your background, regardless of your race, regardless of your bank balance, every single believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity every Friday to earn certain profits. There are specials. Specials that are found on every Friday that are not found on any other day of the week. And that's what I would like us to focus on, considering that there's so much marketing out there and so much advertisements out there that are drawing us and that are already creating within us the desire to earn more or to save more, or creating within us the desire to be part of that whole rush and to be part of the craze and to be part of the savings that are found out there. There's so much more of a need for us to create within ourselves the desire to make most of the specials that are found on every Jumu'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. The first special that is found and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us every single Friday, and something we should not miss out on, these are specials that are found specifically on this day. And that is why we should know what the specials are. We should read about them. There are so many people who are already studying the catalogs, and they are asking the question, what is it that I need? What are the requirements? What are the gifts that I may purchase? What are the household items that I am in need of? And they start browsing the internet, and they start browsing different stores and looking at different catalogs, and they start making a list that this Black Friday, this is what I wish to purchase, and this is the item that I require, and this is perhaps the household device or the household, whatever it may be, that I require. and so on and so forth, that a list is actually drawn up of the things I would like to purchase on Black Friday and hope that there are savings on these items that I need and require. There should be a list. Every Jumu'ah, you should have a checklist of certain things that you want to accomplish on the day of Jumu'ah. It's a really special day. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna min khayri ayyamikum yawm al-Jumu'ah." Amongst the best days of the week. In fact, the best day of the week is the day of Jumu'ah. It is the best day of the week. Why? Because of the specials. The specials that Allah offers us on the day of Jumu'ah. There are things that you can get on the day of Jumu'ah that you cannot find on any other day. You will not get it on Monday, neither on Tuesday, nor on Wednesday, Thursday, you won't find it. But from the time the sun sets, that's when the specials start. As the sun sets on Thursday, the specials start. There are so many specials. On Thursday night, immediately with sunset, there are specials. You find that people just wait. Wait for the specials to start. And before the specials even start, or before the store even opens up, there are queues. People are queuing outside the store. Why? So they do not miss out on the special. There are specials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us every single Friday. The first special, forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. Every Jumu'ah, Allah guarantees you this special. It is there for you for the taking. Show the interest that this is a special I want. During the course of the week, sometimes you might have done something. You may have been negligent with regard to the commandment of Allah. There's perhaps a sin that I have committed during the week. Let me think, from last week Jumu'ah to this Jumu'ah, which commandment of Allah did I not fulfill? Which commandment of Allah did I break? Did I hurt the feelings of someone? Did I rob the rights of another person? Was I unkind or unjust to another? There are so many things that we can think about. So when Jumu'ah comes, you know that I need this special in terms of the forgiveness of Allah, and that's what I need to earn it. So you have those things on your mind, and you leave the day of Jumu'ah with that special one who is forgiven by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La yaqtasiru rajulun yawm al-Jumu'ah wa yatatahhar mastata'a min tuhrin wa yadahinu min duhnihi aw yamussu min tibi baytihi." A person on the day of Jumu'ah, if number one, he takes a ghusl, a complete ghusl, a thorough bath before proceeding towards the Jumu'ah, before proceeding towards the masjid, he takes a thorough bath and he cleanses himself thoroughly. Then he applies duhn, he applies oil to his body, or today we have lotion. He applies lotion to his body. After applying lotion to his body, he applies perfume to his body. Then he leaves the home completely and fully prepared for the day of Jumu'ah. He understands that this is a special day. It is a day which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared as sacred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as a sacred day. It's a special day. So, showing respect to what Allah has given respect to is a sign of your respect for Allah. When you show respect to that which Allah has declared as sacred, it is a sign of what? Your level of reverence for Allah, your level of love for Allah, your level of respect that you have for Allah, because you are respecting that which Allah has declared as sacred. So he does this, your intention. Why are you taking that bath? Why are you putting on your best clothes? Why are you applying lotion to your body? Why are you putting on perfume? All of that, you are doing it out of the significance of the day of Jumu'ah. Then he leaves his home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Thumma yakhruj fala yufarriqu bayna ithnayn." When he leaves his home, he comes to the masjid. When he comes into the masjid, he does not cause any inconvenience to anyone. No inconvenience whatsoever, to the extent that he does not walk between two people, causing them to separate from each other and causing them to sit apart for him to cross. That level of inconvenience. Sometimes you find that people, perhaps they want to move to the front, or they want to go to the front, and as a result, you find them walking over others and stepping over others and causing others inconvenience, that they have to move and they have to shift and they have to create space for him. Once this happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was delivering the khutbah. Yes, if there's no space found at the back and an announcement is made that people fill the front so that those in the back may find some space or they might find some sitting space for themselves, then that is a different issue altogether. But generally, or sometimes when a person comes late, and now he wants to make it right to the front of the masjid, and he crosses through the people, and he walks through the people, causing them to shift apart and to move apart, causing them some degree of inconvenience. So this person, he came into the masjid, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering the khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah. And this is exactly what he did. He came and he started walking over the people to come right to the front. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scolded him. He says, "Ijlis faqad adayt, sit where you are. You are causing harm to the people. Don't do that." So this person, he comes to the masjid. And route to the masjid, when he comes to the masjid, when he's parking his vehicle, or when he is finding some space for him to perhaps remove his shoes, or whatever it may be, he does not cause inconvenience to a single person that he meets, or a single person that he encounters. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. When he comes into the masjid, he prays salah. Whatever amount of raka'ats, nafal salah. He comes early, so he prays some nafal salah. ثُمَّ يُمْسِكْ. And then he remains silent. إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامِ. When the imam delivers the khutbah, he is absolutely silent. He is listening to the khutbah attentively, whether he understands the khutbah or not. إِلَّا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ الْأُخْرَىٰ. All his sins are forgiven from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Forgiveness of sin, that is the first special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us on the day of Jumu'ah. Do it with this intention, and then there will be the eagerness. Think about the eagerness that people have in them. When they know they're going to the store, they are prepared to wake up early in the morning. They are prepared to travel far distances. They are prepared to sacrifice rest. They are prepared to sacrifice food. They are prepared to make many different adjustments to their normal schedule in order to ensure that they don't miss out on that special. There is an eagerness. There's an eagerness. That should be the level of eagerness we have within us when we come to the masjid. For the day of Jumu'ah especially, there's that eagerness, there's that desire, that there's a special out there. What is the special? In the form of the forgiveness of sins. There is that special in the form of the forgiveness of sins. Have that niyyah, have that intention. Allah will give it to you. You turn around on the day of Jumu'ah and you leave the masjid, you are completely forgiven of your sins. Another special on the day of Jumu'ah is the reward of offering a sacrifice. We know generally, brothers, the only time we offer a sacrifice for Allah, a sacrificial animal for Allah, is on the day of Eid al-Adha. Otherwise, throughout the year, generally, most Muslims, by and large, we find that Muslims are not offering any sacrificial offering or any sacrificial animal to Allah. It doesn't happen throughout the year. But you can earn that reward. Every single Friday there's a special for the believer. Every Friday, what is the special? Every Friday you can gain the reward of offering a qurbani for Allah. How many of us, due to our financial situation and due to our financial condition, we cannot afford a qurbani? You find people who lived for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Throughout their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless them with wealth. They parted from this world without offering one single qurbani. But they were adhering to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, you can earn the reward of a qurbani on the day of Jumu'ah. You will find at times that such people on the day of Qiyamah, they will have more offerings of sacrificial animals credited to their name than the one who performed qurbani every year. What? How do I earn the special on the day of Jumu'ah? The offering of a qurbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, man ikhtasala yawm al-jumu'ah, the one who takes a complete bath on the day of Jumu'ah, غسل الجنابة. When we say a complete bath, what does it mean? The bath you would take from major impurity. You know, when you are in a state of major impurity, janaba, then there is a special bath that you take. It's not just a normal shower, but it's a special bath that you take to ensure that the water reaches certain areas of the body. Water is inserted into the nostrils. Brothers, this is very important. Many of us, we feel that at the time of wudu, it is sunnah to put water in the nostrils. So at the time of ghusl also, it is sunnah to put water in the nostrils. At the time of ghusl, it is farz. It is an obligatory act of ghusl to ensure that you sniff water into the nostrils. Istinshaq. Istinshaq does not mean you just try and spill it or pour it into the nostril. There must be a slight sniffing. Don't sniff too much and you drown or something. Now, there's a slight sniffing. That's called istinshaq. Then after istinshaq, there's come istinthar. What's istinthar? You sniff it slightly, and then istinthar is you blow it out. This is fard. In ghusl it is fard. If you are in a state of major impurity, and you don't do that, your ghusl is incomplete. You are still in the state of major impurity. Then the rinsing of the mouth. During wudu, it's sunnah. But during your ghusl, it is compulsory. You must cleanse the mouth and ensure that water reaches every possible area in the mouth. So he takes a complete bath, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. He comes to the masjid. When he comes to the masjid, and he's the first one at the masjid, what's the special that he gets on the day of Jummah? Look at this. You know, imagine if they, let's say, for example, there's the latest device out there that everyone is very eager to get their hands on, and they say the first one at the door on Black Friday gets the device absolutely free. People will sleep the night over. Or they say that the one who's first at the door gets it at 75% off. That's the special, but you must be first at the door. If you first, you get it at 75% discount. Tell me what people won't do to get the hands on that device at that price. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you are the first in the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, what is the special? It is as if you have offered a camel as a sacrifice for Allah. Many of us, most of us, if not all of us, will never have the ability and the financial ability to slaughter a camel. We don't even dream about slaughtering a camel on the day of Qurbani. You can earn that reward or that special every single Friday. Badanatan. And if you are not the first in the masjid, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ رَاحَ فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. If you are the second one in the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, what's the special? You don't get a camel, but what do you get? قَرَّبَ بَقَرَةً. It is as if you have made qurbani. قَرَّبَ. It is as if you have made qurbani of a cow. Allahu Akbar. Qurbani of an entire cow. 7 people can share in the qurbani of one cow. Allah gives you the full reward of a qurbani of a cow. And if you are the third one, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ كَبْشًا أَقْرًا. If you are the third one to come to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, what's the special? What special do you get? What discount do you get? You get the reward of slaughtering a ram, a full-horned ram. That is your special. And like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who is number 4, the first one in the queue, the first one in the masjid, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّبَ دَجَاجَةً. He gets the reward of sacrificing a fowl or a chicken for the sake of Allah, and then giving it out in charity. The one who comes number 5, the fifth one in the masjid, gets the reward of giving an egg as sadaqah, as charity in the way of Allah. The third special on the day of Jumu'ah. So we've discussed 2 specials. Not confined only to Black Friday or the last Friday of November, but for a believer, every single Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering us this special. Number one was forgiveness of sins. Number two, the reward of offering a sacrifice. Number three, the third special on the day of Jumu'ah, acceptance of dua. This is a special from Allah. Acceptance of the dua that you make is guaranteed acceptance. When will you realize it? When will you see it? That's a different issue. Allah will allow you to see it. And the realization of that dua, you will experience it when Allah wants you to experience it. But the acceptance of that dua, answering that dua, happens on the day of Jumu'ah. Number four, earning a divine light. Earning a divine light. They are all ahadith. We don't have the time to go through the ahadith. But how do I earn a divine light? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, read Suratul Kahf. Recite Suratul Kahf on the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah. Or on the day of Jumu'ah, we have 24 hours to recite Suratul Kahf. Recite Suratul Kahf, Allah will bless you with a nur, with a light, effulgence. And that nur and that light will last with you from one Jumu'ah to the other Jumu'ah. What does this mean? It means that if I do not recite Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, I'm deprived of that special. I won't be in light throughout the week. I'll be in darkness. That's the obvious meaning. I'll be in darkness throughout the week. What does it mean I'll be in darkness throughout the week? The desire to do good will not be found within me. The desire to pray salah, the desire to make dua, that desire, I'll be robbed of that desire if I deprive myself of the special of the light that is offered to me on the day of Jumu'ah in the form of reciting Suratul Kahf. The fifth special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us on the day of Jumu'ah, every Friday, is emancipation from hellfire. Emancipation. You can earn emancipation from hellfire. How is that earned? There is a great scholar by the name of Imam As-Sakhawi rahimahullah. He says that he attended the janazah of another great and pious scholar. He says that after his demise, it was inspired to me through a vision that this person was given the guarantee upon his demise. He was given the guarantee and he was given the good news that bara'atun li fulanin min an-nar. So and so has earned emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. I was so encouraged by this. And I was so inspired by this that I wanted to know from his family, what was the deed that he performed that earned him this emancipation from hellfire? So then he says, I asked his family, and what did they say? إذا كان يوم الجمعة صلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألف مرة. Every Jumu'ah without fail, he would send 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's another special. Through the recitation of durood, how much time of yours will it take to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? 1,000 times of recitation of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great, great special. Earns you such a wonderful special in the form of emancipation from hellfire. Multiplication of your charity, another special on the day of Jumu'ah. Number six, what is that? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said, كان يأمر أن يتصدق بما قل أو كفر. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of Jumu'ah, give some sadaqah. Whatever little you can give, give it. However much you can give, give it. Give charity on the day of Jumu'ah. Why? Because that charity, there's a special. What's the special that comes with that charity which is not found with any other charity? It is the multiplication of that charity. Allah Ta'ala will multiply that charity for you manifold. Special number seven, Fajr on the day of Jumu'ah. The Fajr on the day of Jumu'ah is not like a fajr on any other day of the week. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna afdala salawati salat as-subhi yawm al-jum'ah fi jama'ah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the salah that Allah loves from all the prayers, from all the salahs that you pray throughout the week, the salah that Allah loves the most and earns you the forgiveness of Allah is the fajr salah that you pray in the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah. That's another special. And the you know, brothers, we find that people who have taken advantage of these specials on the day of Jumu'ah, something we have noticed and something common, those who have taken advantage on the day of these specials on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah gave them the greatest special of Jumu'ah. What was that? A death on the day of Jumu'ah. a death on the day of Jumu'ah, because they were eager to make most of those specials on the day of Jumu'ah. Maybe not all of them, but they had like a checklist. Certain things that they ensured, these specials, I must make sure that I secure them on the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a bonus special. And what was that bonus special? It was maut on the day of Jumu'ah, death on the day of Jumu'ah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man mata laylatal Jumu'ati yawm al-Jumu'ah, waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabri." The one who dies on the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah, or the one who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard him from all the tests and trials that he may experience in the grave. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.